I grew up in Japan. Mm-hmm. My formative years were spent in Tokyo. And for one of my birthdays, my parents bought me a bicycle. Mm-hmm. So I went around the neighborhood, just checking out what was in the neighborhood, and I found a little video club. And I walked in and I asked if I could join. I think I was, 10 at the time, 11 maybe. And like, they signed me up there and then, said take them home, whatever. And I started watching films, and I started watching them regularly. And the school system, the calendar was different to here. It was the American calendar where you start school in September and finish in like May. So I had a long holiday every day, cycling to the video club and watching films. And I was like, wow, this is so fun. I could do this. So the idea of creating something from nothing was really exciting. And when I came to high school here in Zimbabwe, there was no kind of outlet for filmmaking per se, so the obvious trend thing that I could follow was theater. So I started directing theater pieces at school. The first one was a huge disaster. I wrote it and I directed it, and it went on forever, and it was, it became known. It was a legend. It was called the Third Form Disaster. I was really lucky that my classmates believed in me enough to say, 2 years later, when another play had to be done, they're like, no, Rumbi must direct it. So I think it was also a lesson in critique and taking criticism, and that's just the nature of the work that we do. We should be ready to listen to that and take what works for us and discard what does not work for us. And we don't criticize or do enough critiques, I think, in our society now.